السلام عليكم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه من تبعهم ودعا بدعوته الى يوم الدين. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه اشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا، سيماهم في وجوههم من اثر السجود، ذلك مثلهم في التوراه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way He chose Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has chosen the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people who became sahaba or ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were chosen by Allah azza wa jal. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was chosen to be his companion in the cave. Umar radiallahu anhu was chosen to accept Islam and to support Islam. Uthman radiallahu anhu was chosen to have the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu anhu was chosen. Likewise, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were selected from the human being. So the best of the people are Anbiya alayhi salam, and Anbiya alayhi salam, they are ma'soom. Ma'soom, they are protected from sins. Anbiya alayhi salam, they do not commit any sins. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are not ma'soom, but they are chosen from Allah azza wa jal after Anbiya as the best people. So they are the best of the human being after Anbiya alayhi salam. Even if they do commit a sin, they do not insist on that sin because of human weakness. A person might commit a sin, but the difference is that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as soon as they used to realize that I have done something wrong, they used to make tawbah. And they used to make very strong tawbah, very sincere tawbah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla used to forgive. One of the important beliefs of Muslims is that all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah is pleased with them. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah is happy with them and they were happy with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Although it doesn't matter whether somebody is happy with Allah or not, because what matters whether Allah is happy with somebody or not. But this is Allah's mercy, that Allah is saying, this person is happy with me. This person is so special to me that I care whether he is happy with me or not. So Allah Azza wa Jalla declared in the Quran that he is happy with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Interestingly, in more than one place, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. When the Sahaba, they made pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under the tree, which became known later on as Bay'atul Ridwan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a dream that he was making tawaf of the Kaaba. So Sahaba, they said, what is the meaning of this dream, Ya Rasulullah? Inshallah, we are going to go and perform Umrah. But Rasulullah did not say, this year we are going to perform Umrah, because sometimes it takes time for the dreams to come true. The interpretation of dreams, it does not happen to be next day. Like I see a dream today and it has to come tomorrow. Not necessarily. Sometimes it can be after a year, after many years. Like Yusuf alayhi salam, he saw a dream. Yusuf alayhi salam, he saw a dream. إني رأيت 11 كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. I saw 11 stars and I saw the sun and the moon making sajda to me. Yusuf alayhi salam, he saw the dream and he told his father Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam was a Nabi and he understood the meaning of the dream, that Allah is going to elevate this boy alayhi salam, this young man, he is going to become a great person. And he also realized that his own brothers are going to become jealous of him. So Yaqub alayhi salam told him not to tell the dream to anybody. And this is one of the principles of dreams, that if you say a dream, keep it to yourself. There is no need to make announcements immediately next day. I saw a dream last night. Sometimes we feel that we need interpretation of that dream, then we can find somebody whom we can trust and who is sincere. Because sometimes the dreams, they are bound by the interpretation. It's going to unfold according to the interpretation. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he told his son Yusuf alayhi salam that not to tell the dream to anybody. And the dream came true. Yusuf alayhi salam, his brother, they became jealous of him and then they tried to kill him. Then they decided that they will throw him in a well. And then they made all the excuses. And then a caravan, discovered Yusuf alayhi salam when they went to fetch the water. And then they sold him in the market as a slave. And then the Aziz of Misr bought him. And then he ended up in the palace. And you know the story. And then eventually, Yusuf alayhi salam became the powerful person. He became the hakim. He became the ruler. And when he became the ruler, then he, found an excuse to stop his brother Binyamin. So the brothers, they went to their father and told him that, the king, he has taken our brother, because our brother stole the vessel, stole the container of the king. Then they came back and they said, our father is very old, please excuse us, please forgive him. We are not such people to steal the money. Then Yusuf alayhi salam, he said that, actually I am Yusuf and you are my brothers. Go and take my qamis, so that my father, he can see again. Because Yaqub alayhi salam, by that time, because he was crying, he became blind. So the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam came true after a very long period of time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also saw the dream, but he did not say the next year. Sahaba, they were very excited because they missed Kaaba, they missed Umrah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, let's go for Umrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went along, but the people of Makkah stopped them from performing Umrah. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he went to negotiate. He went to inform them that, look, we have not come with the intention of fighting. We don't have any intention to conquer Makkah. We just came to perform Umrah and we have ihram and everything, you can see. Arabs, they used to know. So allow us to perform Umrah and then we'll go back. But the people of Makkah said no. Because allowing them, that means that you accept that Muslims can be negotiated with. If you negotiate with somebody, that means that he is compatible to you. Because somebody who is not compatible to you, why would you negotiate with him? And then there was rumor that Uthman radiallahu anhu was killed. Uthman, who was sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to negotiate, there was a rumor that Uthman was assassinated radiallahu anhu. Now, because Uthman radiallahu anhu was ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the diplomatic norms, if you kill the ambassador, that is a declaration of war. Even with the enemies, you cannot kill the ambassador. If you kill the ambassador, that means you have declared war. You want to fight. Obviously, if the enemy wants to fight, can you say, no, we don't want to fight? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard that, he asked the Sahaba to make pledge with him. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they made pledge. They placed their hands, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he placed his hand, and they made a pledge that they will take revenge of Uthman radiallahu anhu's blood. So that pledge Allah mentioned in the Quran. And Allah declared that Allah is pleased with those who made bay'ah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in other places also, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that Allah is pleased with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That's why it is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are adul. Adul, yani they are reliable. They are thiqa. It doesn't mean that they cannot commit a sin. They may commit a sin. But overall, they are reliable people. If a person is reliable, it doesn't mean he's not a human being. He's a human being. He might commit a mistake here and there once in a while. But still he remains a reliable person. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they received this declaration from Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah is pleased with them. In the later generations, sometimes we see people who became known for taqwa, for piety, for ibadah, for example, for sacrifice, for support of Islam. Many khulafa, they became very well known. Like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, for example, he became known for his taqwa. Many other khulafa later on, they advanced Islam and they did jihad and they spread Islam. They became very well known. However, no matter how much a person does ibadah, and no matter how much a person has taqwa, no matter how much a person sacrifices for Islam, the greatest wali cannot match with the lowest sahabi. No matter how great a wali might be, how great a person might be, in himself, in his contribution, in his service to Islam, in anything, in everything. But he cannot even come closer to the level of a sahabi. Because Sahaba are those who have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with their eyes and who have spent some time with him, even a fraction of a moment. If a person had that blessing, then that person is far greater than anybody else. That's why once somebody was asked about Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he was the Khalifa of Muslimin at the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu. He was the governor of Sham, governor of Syria. Syria, yani, what is Syria and Lebanon, Palestine, Jordan and all those places. So, big empire. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, but he was also a very powerful political figure. And he made some political important decisions. Some decisions some people may agree, some people may not agree. You don't have to have everybody agree with you. But end of the day, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Sahabi, one of the decisions of Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was that he made Yazid as Khalifa after him. He took the bay'ah for his son. This is in the Islamic philosophy or in the Islamic political science. This is called the system of Wilayatul Ahd. Wilayatul Ahd is the Khalifa, he appoints the next Khalifa. Khalifa, he takes pledge from the people that look, if you trust me, then you trust this person as well. So before he dies, he wants to make sure that things are going to go smooth. So after his death, there is no fight for the seat, there is no fight for the kingdom, for the leadership. So that, you know, things go smoothly. And you have example of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he passed away, he did not appoint anybody as his Khalifa. He gave indications, he gave hints that Abu Bakr is the best people. Wherever he went, Abu Bakr and Umar with him all the time, radiallahu anhuma. Any important thing, he will make mashwara with them. So he gave indication that he preferred Abu Bakr. He gave indication that he preferred Umar radiallahu anhuma, he preferred Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. However, he did not nominate as such, that when I die, Abu Bakr is going to take over. There was no declaration as such. But the Muslims realized after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they accepted Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as Khalifa. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he died, or before he died, he appointed Umar as Khalifa. That I don't want people to worry later on. Let's decide and sort it out. So Umar radiallahu anhu was appointed by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When Umar radiallahu anhu died, Umar did not appoint anybody. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I have example of Abu Bakr that I can also appoint somebody. And I also have example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not appoint anybody. So he chose six people and he told them that you make mashwara, you consult the people and then appoint somebody. With the consultation of the people, of the figures, of the Muslim community, you appoint somebody. So you have both examples of leaving it to the public to appoint, or appoint in your life and then sort it out. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he appointed Yazid. Yazid later on, because Yazid is not a Sahabi. Yazid is a son of a Sahabi, but not a Sahabi. So Yazid cannot be compared and cannot be held as such. So Yazid, he did whatever he did. So because of the decision of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, some people they think that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he did not make the right choice, whatever. So because of this, somebody asked, what do you think about Muawiyah and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is a very pious Khalifa, a very prominent Khalifa, but he's not a Sahabi. He's not a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was answered that when Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dust that went into the nostrils of his horse, the dust that went into the nostrils of the horse of Muawiyah is greater than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. May Allah give us understanding.